there are certain truths which I am going to talk and the authenticity of it is basically Sri Aurobindo and of course all the great people in the world irrespective of the type or their religion or their way of doing yoga. So I am not going to every time say that he said like that, he said like that, he said like that. But whatever I say is authentic. And you can get the references in all the volumes of Sri Aurobindo. So, the first thing what we are now supposed to remember is that we are entering a global warfare. We are not going to take a small class, a petty class, so that we can forget our problems. We don't want to face the problems and we want to dump it on a god or a guru or someone. We are not going to do that. We are going to take part in the war. But this war is not a physical war. This is a war where your mind surrenders yourself to your psyche. And let us always use the Sanskrit word jivatma. It is more easy to talk with others when we talk about it. So you are going to surrender yourself to your jivatma. And under his direction, whatever he says, we do. This is the fundamental way of living Gita. Nashto Mohaha. Finally, that is what Krishna says. Nashto Mohaha. And one of the negative aspects of Nashto Mohaha is renunciation, vairagya, I am not responsible. Somebody else is going to take care. That is what we generally say. When we can't face something, we say vairagya. Easiest way to avoid a problem. This aspect of just thinking that it is not mine is moha. Many people misunderstand moha. But what Sri Aurobindo always insists is, his way of yoga starts where other yogas end. And this you must always remember, what you are doing is a part of which type of yoga? You have to understand that yoga has many aspects. And almost many spiritualists say that each individual in the end gets his own yoga. So if there are 1,000 crore people, there will be 1,000 crore yogas. So that is not what we are talking about. We are talking about the truth, the satya, which is one. Out of that, many come. I am trying to explain you, if you want to say with Arjuna, Nashto Mohaha, this should be kept in mind. It is not the practice which makes you do it. Your siddhi which makes you do it. You should understand the difference. Way bigger, that's good. In time he caught it. He wants to stay in our hearts. Not on the wall. A very symbolic mudra of what I am saying. That we don't want. We want him on the wall. No, you do it. I am just joking. Huh? the fan will voice audibility తగ్గిస్తుంది. So when we trying to understand nashto mohaha, you should understand the difference between sadhana and siddhi. Sadhya and siddhi. Sadhya and sadhana is one, and siddhi is what we get out of it, the result of it. In many religious activities, if you are aware, we are more interested in sadhana and we never think about the siddhi. We come to that Vijay Vinayaka temple. We pray to Vinayaka. So that the obstructions may be removed. But I ask people, do you know when the obstruction is being removed that it is being removed, or are you going to stop it from being removed? In the devalayas, in the temples, and when I say temples, you always put in brackets mosques, gurudwaras, churches, all temples. But we just say temple, every time repeating that huge, but you always remember, when I say temple, I mean where people go and pray. Prarthana. Prarthana. And there is a methodology of doing prarthana. Christians have one method, Muslims have one method, Jains have one method. But what I find is, we come to the temple to beg, but we want to do nothing to get it. Maybe it seems a bit rough, but don't you think that it is a fact? You ask something, but when you ask something, you should do something. If you want a doctor to operate you, you come to my home and do it. He may come to your home and do it, but again your home must become a hospital, a operation theater, then only he can come and do it. So this is moha, illusion, where you think a thing can be done at a place where it cannot be done. That is moha, in the broadest sense of the word. And all these devalayas are a source of moha. Now you understand what Lord Krishna meant by that. Moha means you think it can be done, but you know that it cannot be done. You just can't say that I didn't know, I thought it can be done here. So where you have an individual understanding that it cannot be done like this, but still you want to do it, you don't want to change, that is moha. I am giving a broad definition so that you can put it at any instant, even when you are putting on your shoes, when you are hanging your clothes. For example, the Divine Mother always used to say that when you are handling a chair, you are handling a divine thing. No sound must come. Did you do that? So it is, all life is yoga. That is what you should understand, the difference between Sri Aurobindo's angle towards yoga and others. All life is yoga. When you are moving a chair, is also a yoga. You can do it in a yogic way and in a non-yogic way. Now what did we do now? We did it in a non-yogic way. No sounds must come. You must have heard this about the instinct. We should be aware of it. So whatever you are doing influences the world. Akhanda mandala karam vyaptam yena characharam yat padam darshitam yena tasmai shri gurave. So that is the guru who tells you that everywhere you can find me. It is not that you should see him in a particular person. when you are going into the medical college as a student, you learn something from a teacher, from a guru. But what he tells, you see it in every man. I mean in the patient. Is it not? Then only it becomes a knowledge. When you are studying the engineering courses or the physics courses or the chemistry courses, or whatever course we do, we learn from a teacher. But where do you practice it? In society. All your degrees, if they can't be useful to the society, it won't pay you. Is it not? I have heard many actors wanted to be doctors. Luckily for us, they didn't become, that is something else. But once you become a doctor and you don't put the medical knowledge you have got it into practice, are you a doctor? You may be a doctor, but for as far as the practical aspects are concerned, you are not a doctor. That is the mistake what is being done in yoga, in spiritual field. You never put it into practice into daily life. And unless and until, and when I say daily life, I mean interaction with the society. Interaction with the society. So someone was telling, I am living alone. I am not interacting with any people. I said, where are you living? In a room. Who built the room? Where was the room? It is because of the society. Is it not? So even when you say that you are alone, you are not alone. You are being influenced by the society. This you should remember. Smritir labdhva nashto moha smritir labdhva. But again you remember that you can't get it by just reading, by just understanding, just by discussing. Tat prasadat mayachyuta. You get this knowledge by His grace. Nashto moha smritir labdhva tat prasadat mayachyuta. Then how do you get a confident, assertive knowledge that I have understood? If you can say, sthitosmi gata sandeha, I have no doubts at all. All this is one part. Nashto moha smritir labdhva tat prasadat mayachyuta. Sthitosmi gata sandeha. Then what you should do? You do nothing. Karishye vachanam tava. What you say, I do. Not what you think is right. Not what you think is useful. But what you say, I will do it. That is the crux of Gita. That is the level of understanding to which we go. And there are 18 very clear-cut steps. All this, I am giving you the summary of the first chapter. You can read it and discuss it. It is our demand and need from Gita. Our demand and need from Gita. Now you understand, what do you demand? First, the moha must be gone. Nashto moha. Then you should remember. Smritir labdhva. And these two, if you think you can do it yourself, you can't. Tat prasadat mayachyuta. It is because of your descent, anugraha, grace that I could get it. And then when you get it, sthitosmi gata sandeha. There are no doubts anymore what to do and what not to do. Is it right or is it that? Is that Shastra accepts it. Very clearly Sri Aurobindo says that all Shastras are wrong now. They are not wrong. But at this present juncture of the integral yoga, where the yoga integrates all, you should always remember that. Integral yoga is not separate and it is something integral in itself. It can't be. Integral yoga always means it is integral. And that integral yoga seeds are in Gita. That is where he got it. Very clearly Sri Aurobindo says that in the jail, in Alipur jail, when he was there, three masters, Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, Sri Vivekananda and Sri Krishna, have guided me. And when some people asked, was it a vision? He said, no, it is not a vision. It is not a vision. They came, physically they came. In Sri Aurobindo's life, there are certain things which are very important and which we don't recognize it. When he has said about that experience, it means you can have also that experience. If it is only an experience which people like Sri Aurobindo can only get, it is not a science. It is his experience. But in Sri Aurobindo and Mother's life, there is one particular thing which you should remember is this sentence of the shloka, Tat prasadat mayachyuta. He is the man who is going to give us the grace. So he says that whatever experience I had is your experience also. That is where sometimes I find, we can say it is a scientific yoga. Because in science, if someone has done a research for a few years, hard work, and he develops an experiment, wherever you do that experiment, you get the same result. If not, it is not a science. It becomes a philosophy. Philosophy means he sees like that. But no, Sri Aurobindo's philosophy is not a philosophy, it is a science. Hard science. So this statement of Sri Aurobindo, that Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, Sri Vivekananda and Lord Krishna have guided my every step in a jail where he was sure that he will be sentenced to death. You remember the case? At that time it was almost certain that somehow they wanted to remove it. Even in that condition, can you imagine the mind of Sri Aurobindo where he is not having any moha with the situation? Nashto moha. Practically he demonstrated that if he can do that, we also can do it, not because of our ability, tat prasadat mayachita, because you are, but you ask it. Unasked nothing is, ask and it shall be given. We are not asking this. And what did he see there? He said, he has a moha for Indian liberty. So at that time the war was going on, sir. And he was a very great revolutionary. It is a recorded fact that the entire British government at that time has only one adjective to Sri Aurobindo, the most dangerous single man in India. Single I am adding. They said he is the most dangerous man in India. Why I am taking this? That is his moha towards the freedom of the country. Nashto moha. In the Alipur jail, he could do that. Why? Tat prasadat mayachyuta. What did Lord Krishna tell you? He said, I have already given freedom to India. And nobody fights for what you already have. You understand the significance now, because we are again going into a war from today. These 3 years are very crucial for the planet Earth. Very, very crucial, very dangerous period it is. At any moment anything may happen. And Sri Aurobindo told about this, that if people don't take care of these 3 years, later I will tell you, India may again go to slavery. You read about his 5 dreams? You remember what he said? That if India and Pakistan don't get united, there is not a war that is required. There is a union between required. And you know about the Akhanda, where mother sits in the evening, talks and talks. behind her is the Akhanda Bharat. You remember that? That is our goal. That is what we have to do. I am not just talking a simple yoga Gita class. Are you ready to fight it? And from where are you supposed to fight? There you have Tat Prasadatma Achyuta. Do as Sri Aurobindo did. Where did he fight in the First World War and Second World War? Did he went to any military field and fight? From where did he fight? From his room. You understand it? Then why can't we fight together in this room? You should learn that fight. So when I am talking about a war, about a transformation, you need not go to the streets and take that AK-47 rifles and have some terrorists or national security guards. And I'm not saying that they are doing wrong. They are doing their work. They have to do that. If not, we'd not have to sit here at all. Something else would have happened. So that Tat-prasadatmayachyuta comes here in us, with us. He is ready to give. But are we ready to accept it? Many people say we accept. That is where be careful. Is it your moha or your real surrender that speaks? A real surrender is ready for anything. Had Sri Krishna said, you go out and fight in the Alipur jail, Sri Aurobindo would have gone out and fought. But what did he say? I have given the freedom already. Now Sri Aurobindo is telling us, I have transformed the earth, you need not fight for it. Are you following my logic? The similarity is how we are going in the path of Sri Aurobindo. So he is telling that on November 24th, you remember the year 1926, what is important for us? What is important? It is known as the Siddhi Day. I told you the difference between Siddhi and Sadhana. On a Siddhi Day, from that moment the Sadhana is over. You have finished with the examination, you have passed with the examination, you don't read again. At least in that life. For that degree. So what is the Siddhi that we have achieved? We always say knowingly that because what Sri Aurobindo has achieved is for us. Those in 1942 to 1947 August, many people have fought in many, many different directions for independence. But is it not our independence? Even now we are independent. So on 24th November 1926, a tremendous transformation of planet Earth has happened. What we call it, the descent of the overmind. And those who don't understand the overmind, because those who are conversant with Sri Aurobindo's literature, they know the difference between an illumined mind and an overmind. But actually overmind you can say as Swarga, where gods live. It is the plane where gods live that is known as the overmind. That has descended on planet Earth. And we hear from many other organizations, and this is that the Earth must become divine, Swarga. Prithvi par Swargavatarana. You need not do anything for it, it has been done. You should utilize it. We are independent since more than 60 years. Is it not? But are we independent? Question yourself. So that's the difference. We are not talking about getting independence. We are trying to utilize independence, live independent way. So since 1926, the world, the planet has become a Swarga. But are we living like that? If you don't feel like that, what can that do? If we are living in an independent country, and we are independent, no doubt, but are we independent? That's the question. And now, what Sri Aurobindo is now saying is, you forget about that Siddhi Day. In 1938 and around that part, I am all explaining this point. Are you able to follow where I am leading you? Tat prasadat maya chuta. You have already got it. You need not beg for it. He says, utilize it. Your father sends his son to an engineering college, giving these whatever he needs, the fees, the dresses, the all things. And if he goes there and he becomes something else, then who is at fault? The father? We are doing that. You need not go anywhere, you have to transform yourself. That is what he succeeded in doing it. In 1926, the our mind has descended on planet Earth. And in 1950-56, later we will discuss about those timings, the supramental descent has happened. Not on planet Earth, into the inconscient, into the subconscious levels. And the specialization of Sri Aurobindo, greatness of Sri Aurobindo is, he could extend that avatar's power not only to human beings, to the entire inconscient levels. And now is our fight, the essays on Gita. What he said, Tat prasadat maya chuta, nashto mohaha, smriti labdhaya. I now remember, yes, we have done this. I will follow it. Then what you should do? Karishye vachinam tava. Whatever you have said, I will do. With this background, with this shloka, you always try to repeat yourself this shloka. Nashto moha smriti labdhva tatprasadat mayachita sthito smigada sandeha karishye vachanam tva. Three times we repeat with the intensity of heart. Surrender yourself and let it repeat. With closed eyes, go into your center. And there that glow, the presence, the power of Mother and Sri Aurobindo. Feel it. With your grace. Nashto mohaha.
Nashto mohaha.
Smritir labdhva.
Smritir labdhva.
Tat prasadat maya chuta. Sthito smigata sandeha karishye vachanam tava karishye vachanam tava karishye vachanam tava karishye vachanam tava. So this is the secret that Gita gives through Sri Aurobindo. The level of realization is much, 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 much higher than what Arjuna heard from Krishna. There he saw the cosmic form, Visharupa, and he trembled. He said, no, 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 I don't want to see it. We'll just be normal. In Ekadashodhyaya he says it. But now we are not going to tremble, we are asking something much more, much more, much more. And we know that it is your grace which gives us. And you should know where to search for the grace. Don't search it outside. Search it inside. So this shloka is the goal, and we are going to fight the Mahabharata. There, the supramental descent is a known fact to the whole world. That is our goal. We are not going to do anything to bring it down, it is already down. Into the inconscient life. Much, much, much. What in general techniques, in our Indian way, we call it Patalas. the seven Patalas and the seven Dhruvasvaha Mahajana Tapasya. All this is fused, infused, is brilliant with the light of Sukravati. And now you remember what is the changes we are going to see in the visible external world. Then we are doing this, then we are practicing it. And remember, we are not going to practice somewhere else and fight. We are just following what Sri Aurobindo and Mother has done. Sri Aurobindo was restricted to a room, and Sri Mother was restricted to an area, to the ashram. They have not gone anywhere to fight. And when we read the Devas Rasampad, you will know how Mother and Sri Aurobindo has killed all the asuras again and again in the Second World War. You just don't read in this angle. That book by Nero. Nero has gone 12 years. There you have a full chapter there. How he fought. So many times when somebody said, and many people asked Sri Aurobindo that they will write his biography, he said, what do you know what I have done that you will write? I have to write my own autobiography. You can't write. And in one, I don't remember where, but he said, I have to write something to correct what they have written in my biography. They have written everything wrong in the biography. So I have to correct it. So in this background, what tremendous power we have and what tremendous opportunity we have got, you can realize. An opportunity what Sri Aurobindo has done for the humanity. We are going to present it to the humanity. So as it goes, we are doing nothing. We are just giving. That is surrender. Surrender means you just become a medium. But medium of what? Medium of, be careful, in between the supramental consciousness and our consciousness. Our consciousness means our individualization, what we call the aham. We don't know how many obstructions are there. They have to be removed. Can we remove it? He will remove it if you allow him to remove it. And 90% I have seen that all the disciples, they stop this transformation. They will not allow this transformation to happen. Let us be very honest in that. See ourselves, where we are stopping it, where we are seeing that we are not allowing the flow, the downflow, the descent. That is the real avatara. Avatara means descent. And one more thing what Sri Aurobindo has very specifically told is, planet Earth is the source of the whole universe. Whatever change the Divine wants to bring, is experimented on planet Earth, reached a successful state, and then it is spread to the whole universe. There is another concept which rarely we read anywhere. We don't know the importance of Earth. It is what we call the research laboratory of the Divine. It is here that he does his research, experiments, goes to a level, and then it sends to the universe. To the whole universe. When I say I am saying the universe, I am talking about the whole levels. I am also talking about the supramental levels. There are supramental, higher supramental levels, higher than supramental levels. Sri Aurobindo has said it. But for us, supramental is enough because the planet Earth could successfully got it, obtained it, and is spreading to us. Then how to go ahead? Then the first chapter, the yoga, leads the way. Arjuna, Vishada Yoga. Even the sorrow becomes a yoga. Yoga means union. Union of what? Of our aham with our jivatma. You should, we should be very clear about aham and jivatma. Slowly I will tell it in the 9th chapter. Today I am just introducing you the subject, the depth, the wide field, and its simplicity. With all this it is very simple. Because I remember, I mean, Einstein got his Nobel Prize on E is equal to mc squared. Somebody asked, he was giving a lecture in that some American university, post Nobel Prize lectures. So many physics students said, we also want to do something very great research in physics. But how do we know that we have achieved something great? Very easy. If it is simple, it is great. And now that I remember, 1935, 36, 37, 38, Sri Aurobindo said, I am using the Einstein formula for supramentalism. And I am developing it. It's going very, very, very fast. And if you can understand, his work on the Einstein formula allowed Einstein to understand the nuclear energy. That we remember. We are in such a terrific knowledge source, that is what I want to convey. It's not very difficult, but it is very great. And all of you can touch it, depending upon your surrender. Irrespective of your age, irrespective of your health, irrespective of your daily routines, all can get it. All can get it. But for that you should know this yoga. Arjuna Vishada Yoga. Now I am talking about the Nashta Mohana. Again, what happened? Arjuna came to the war knowing fully well that he has to fight. Did he not know it? He came. And at that time when he was on the battlefield, his age was 84. For us it is a very... But at that time it was supposed to be middle age. And Sri Krishna was 125 years old. That's the age factor. And Arjuna has been to Indra's kingdom. He shared half the throne. You know these stories? And then he has the Pashupatastra, having a battle with Shiva. And he did a lot of penances. And most important thing is he is with Sri Krishna. The Yogeshwara. That is the fact. And now, this man at the age of 84, with all his penances and being with Krishna, why I am telling you, be sure that it is not easy to understand moha. So remember this, that is where Arjuna Vishada Yoga guides you, Nashto Moha. That is why I am explaining this. He came to the battlefield. And do you know what he asked Sri Krishna? He didn't say anything about moha and this and that. He said, who dares me to fight? Let me show who is going to fight with me. Keep my chariot between these two armies. This is the sadhana of Nashto Moha sadhana. This is what you have to do at every moment of your life. You neither be a Pandava nor be a Kaurava. Be in the center. Radham sthapaya mechuta. Why? Your prasada gives me Nashto Moha, Svati Labdhat Prasadat Maya Chuta. And the same word is used there so that you can understand the reference. It is a science, the Shastra, Yoga Shastra. So always if your life is in the middle, Samatvam Yoga Uchate, equal. It's either you like this, nor you love this. Samatvam Yoga Uchate, Dukha Sukhe Same Krutva, Labha Labho, Jaya Jayo. That is the middle point. That is where we should stay. And not with egoism. Who dares to fight with me? That is how he came into the center. And you know, Achyavani is about 2,50,000, and it's not the exact value, but 1,05,000 or so people and 1,05,000 animals. These two gather 1,00,000. And there are 11 Achyavanis, so many people. And then Lord Krishna understood, this man has become egoistic, thinking that I am so great a man, I can win this, I will win this. So, in those lakhs and lakhs of people, being a very catty, he took the chariot to the people where Bhishma was there. Lakhs of people, he need not have taken him to the place where Bhishma is there. Dronacharya was there. Karna was there. Jayadratha was there. You remember, these are the four asuras which attack us even now. That is where Sri Aurobindo is such a master work. These are the four which disturb us, which create moha in us. What is one? Bhishma. What is Bhishma? Relative. In general, I am thinking. And what is Rona? Who teaches? And what is Karna? His own father has given him a blessing. You remember, he has got a weapon. And when Indra came to Karna to peel off his kavacha, all of you know this story, no? So he was forced to give a blessing. You remember this point? This is a very, very, very important point which you should remember this story. A son has gone to beg for his life, Arjuna's life, Indra's son. He got it. He peeled off the armory of Karna. But what happened? He has to give him a blessing. What he didn't want to happen. Are you understanding the law of karma? That is very important in your daily life. This is what we forget. You pray for something, you get it. But be sure that while you are getting it, are you going to give something which cancels it? The equation you can understand? He has gone to Karna to get a guarantee that Karna will have no protection. But while asking that, what was he forced to do? He has to give a power which cancels his what he has asked. That is exactly what we do in our life. We ask for something, not knowing that we are ourselves doing that which cancels it. And then we blame the God. You have given me and you have taken me. He has not done nothing. He can't change the laws of karma. That's why in Gita we will come to that line. I hope in this class, in these classes we get Gahana Karmano Gati. Very deep is the movement of karma. Very deep is the movement of karma. Even the panditas don't know. But we need not know it. Don't worry about it because we have Tatprasadat Maya Chita. He is there to protect us. That is how Arjuna was protected. Because of Krishna. So the Arjuna Vishada Yoga, why I am telling all this is, whatever Vishada you have, whatever sorrows you have, whatever problems you have, can you surrender? Can you allow Sri Krishna to guide you? That is where the Mahabharata helps us. The story of Mahabharata. Arjuna in his egoism, in his anxiety, says that by night, today evening war, I will kill Jayadratha. You know these stories, na? I am not confusing you. Because if you don't know the story, the value of all these words is waste. So Jayadratha in his anger, because Abhimanyu was killed, he says that tonight, by today evening, I will kill Jayadrata. If not, Atmahuti. So there, at that time also, that philosophy of Atmahuti commanders were there. He almost failed. But how did he succeed? Because of Sri Krishna. That is where Sri Aurobindo is with us. If you can fight as he says, you take any directions you want, he will see that it is corrected. It will be corrected. That is his responsibility. And in the overworld, God, Sri Krishna, can do it. The supramental Lord is much, much more powerful than Sri Krishna. Now that the situation has come, you remember what happened on 24th November 2016. Sri Krishna accepted to come into Sri Aurobindo. Huge consciousness. Because when you read the Bhagavad Gita, you yourself see that almost Sri Krishna wanted this to happen, supramental descent, but that time the people at that stage of consciousness were not ready for that. So when the time was ready, and you always remember time for their level has no existence, it is all eternity. So don't think about it, that was in Dwapara Yuga's end and this is Kali Yuga's end, and did Sri Krishna wait for all these years for Sri Aurobindo come? We can't understand this. You think it is eternity. It has happened in the eternity. But physically we saw it happening 24th November 1926. He has asked many gods to come with him. Many people accepted. Only one god didn't accept. Shiva. He said, no, at this time, my joining you is useless. I will come later. He has already come. He has done his work also, Shiva. But it is all the plan of Sri Aurobindo. You remember that. The entire plan of mobilizing all these gods is Sri Aurobindo. Now you have to search. Why Shiva rejected? I don't say rejected. He said it is not my time. There is a lot of difference between rejection and saying it is not my time. You understand the difference. You people do this work. And then when you have done this basic work, you know Rudra, the violent man, you are seeing that violence in a number of ways. So all these problems in this terrorism and this and this and that and the political and financial and all these five levels of problems, political problems, business problems, scientific problems, then the action problems, I mean in the audiovisual, what is it, actors problem, kalakar, and then the teachers problem. All these five problems are now focused by Rudra. That's the violence that is happening. But because it is happening, because the basic work has been done, but Sri Aurobindo and Sri Krishna, Radham Sthapaya Mechuta, I am talking about Arjuna Vishada Yoga. So no Vishada for you. No worry for you. And guarantee is, no problem or no trouble will be here, whatever you promise. But you have to promise it in the battlefield, not in your house. You understand the difference? All your problems will be solved. All your promises will be kept. Sri Krishna helped Arjuna to keep his promise because he has made it on a battlefield. Understand the difference? So be in that battlefield. Radham sthapaya mechuta. Could I be clear? Every moment of your life, there is a battle going on. We are not conscious of it because we are addicted to it. One astrologer was answering his client. The client told that from so many years I have this domestic problems. Oh, don't worry, you bear it for 6 months and okay, everything will be okay. He said, so in 6 months it will be over? I didn't say it will be over, you will be habituated to it. So, we are so much habituated to these problems that we don't think it is a problem. That is what we have to learn from Arjuna Vishada Yoga. What is the problem? Are you getting the problem from the relatives? You always get the problem from the relatives. What you are doing now, you can do it when you become sufficiently old. And we don't know what sufficiently old means. And then the teachers, there are many teachers who say this is not the correct way. You have to do it. You mean the teachers in all places? You read a book and you read another book. In that book he says this is right. In another book he says this is right. Once in Hyderabad, a few years back, I saw an article in which hand the Shankha and Chakra are, on the right or left. I was very much interested. He wrote 50 or 60 pages he wrote. In the end he said, sometimes we find it in the right, sometimes in the left, and probably both are right. In that mental stage we are, we have to recognize your problems. You should know that you are in a fight. We have become so callous, careless, not attentive, that every minute that you are having a fight with life and death, you ask a doctor, he tells you, so many bacteria, so many viruses even now are entering us, and we are fighting. And when we become sick, of course the doctor will help. But before the doctor helps, do you know how many times you have succeeded? And you are not aware of those fights. And said that a bacterial fight, the psychological fights, we accept. So this is what the Arjuna Vishad Yoga says. Do you know all your problems? Do you know where the real problem is? And there, Sri Aurobindo tells, each success in a human body is a success for the planet Earth. This is the axiom, what we say, Swayam Siddha axiom, you understand? You need not have a proof for it. It is proof. Anything which a human man achieves on planet Earth, it is an achievement of planet Earth. A human body, whatever achieves, it is achieved for the planet Earth. That is where we should remember the difference Sri Aurobindo has given in our thinking. You are a representative of the planet Earth. Are we aware of it? That is what first Sri Aurobindo asks us to remember. 10:30, time? No, the time I know. I am talking about the class time. I started at 9:35. Okay? I close it and finish it in 2 or 3 minutes for 2 days. So the points what I have done is, the supramental descent is there for you to take. You need not work anything for it. You have to be open to it. And how to get open? The only point you should remember is that planet Earth is the laboratory for the whole universe. So whatever happens in planet Earth automatically influences the whole world. Automatically. That is where we have the 10 avatars, what Sri Aurobindo says are the 10 limbs. They have influenced the growth of the planet Earth, thereby helping the growth of the universe. This thought you have to get interested. Very few people think like this. That what you, every human individual here is, the whole population, of the laboratory equipment of planet Earth for the universe, and no human being knows this. Knowing this is the first step for opening yourself to the supramental descent. The totality, you are one. And that is why the time has come, Sri Aurobindo says, for one world. This consciousness, do you think there will be so many countries? For governing, of course, you must have a number of divisions, every municipality here, the government there. That's something different. But these barriers must go. And that this barrier is gone, you will see when India, Pakistan, Burma, Sri Lanka and a part of Afghanistan becomes one country, Great India. And in Sanskrit, the Great India is known as Mahabharata. So this fight we are now going to take it. I am asking all of you, let us go together. Let us share our experiences. How? As Sri Aurobindo and Mother shared. Do you understand how many times the Mother said? Sri Aurobindo did his sadhana and this and that and he wrote his experiences. Savitri, I have the same experiences. And vice versa. So a channeling between our experiences, because this is a new way of approach towards the supramental descent. And just one more thing and I'll stop it. There are four levels of human beings now. One is the animal human. He's a human being but animal. That is exactly what the Sanskrit says. Jantunam narajanma durlabham. Narajanma durlabham, okay, in what? In jantus. So that is animal human. What is his characteristics? Ahara, nidra, bhaya, maitrincha. These four control him. Then we come to the man-man, to human being. Where you got the modern Sai Baba and others as the human values. And what we as Indians can be proud of, the Deva Sanskriti, the divine culture. So the animal is slowly becoming a man. These two is one thing. All the religions are this is to make animal divine. Instead of an animal man, he becomes a man man. All the religions that are now are directed only for that. All the temples are directed for that. But now what Sri Aurobindo is asking us to become human divine. Why? Because you will become divine. The difference between these two is, for the supramental descent, there is a different way of birth. A different way of birth. Not this what is now the Maithuna way of human progeny generation will not be necessary, it will be different. That difference, who will guide? Those who have become supramental and they change their bodies is Ramana Maharshi, Sri Ramakrishna Paramahansa, the Sai group, all these are towards that. All these are working for the supramental, but in this way, where there is no physical body necessary for procreation. This mother has done on 24th December, 1926. It was for 1 year she continued this supramental humanity possibility. The latter, Sri Aurobindo and mother decided that it is wrong. This is not the way it should be done because it will become another religion. And if it becomes another religion, it is gone. It is a unifying religion, not another religion. Hinduism, Christianity, all must be a part of the supramental religion. So she dissolved what she has created. She has created and dissolved. Why? The supramental beings were born like that. Mother and Sri Aurobindo knew it. But later in this year, try to make that possible by unifying all this and the planet Earth as one humanity, and then we will know how to count tomorrow, that is Sankhya Yoga. Jai Gurudev.